This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We are all aware, O Muslims, that the month of Ramadan is upon us. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up this very day, the day before Ramadan, and he encouraged and reminded the believers of the importance of this month. And he explained to them that this is a shahrun mubarak. It is a blessed month. There is no time frame like it. And he encouraged them to do good deeds, and he encouraged them to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslims, my reminder today is a reminder to myself and all of you that the month of Ramadan is not just the month for the religious people. It is not just the month for the pious people. It is not just the month for the muttaqeen, for the salihin. It is a month for all Muslims without exception. It is a month for everybody who says the kalima. It is a month month for the salih, and it is also a month for those that are not salihin. It is a month for the awliya and the muttaqeen, and it is a month for the sinners as well. This is a month that Allah has gifted to each and every Muslim without exception. O Muslim who is far from the religion, O Muslim whose heart feels guilty that you are not living up to the lifestyle of Islam, do not use your current lifestyle to justify turning away in the month of Ramadan. O Muslim, realize Ramadan is a gift to you and to me and to all of us without exception. I recall an incident once I was visiting Europe, and there are places in Europe, as you're aware, there are very high concentration of Muslims. There was an area, a city, where the majority were Muslim, and I was walking with my hosts, and it was right before Ramadan, and there was a sign on one of the shops that was a lottery or a gambling shop. There was a sign that will be closed for the month of Ramadan. That shop will be closed for the month of Ramadan. And my hosts, some of them, may Allah guide all of us, they found this to be very funny and they were laughing at this. And I said, "Ya akhi, do not laugh at a person who even in sin, even as they're selling something haram, they recognize that Ramadan is coming. And so they have advertised to the Muslim and non-Muslim public, this shop is going to be closed for the month of Ramadan." And when I said this, some of the other people in the group, they actually gave me more information. They said in this particular city, astaghfirullah, may Allah protect all of us, many of the drug people, many of the mafia people, they are from the Muslim community. But in the month of Ramadan, they shut their own shop. In the month of Ramadan, they do not do what they do outside of the month of Ramadan. I said to my host, I said to the people who invited me, my dear brothers in Islam, rather than finding this funny, rather than mocking, wallahi, this is golden opportunity for you to find these people, for you to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very fact that a person immersed in sin, their lifestyle is sin, they're earning from sin, they are doing haram and living in haram, and yet when Ramadan comes, even that person, he feels a sense of, okay, I cannot be doing drugs now. Okay, I cannot be selling the gambling tickets, the lottery tickets now. What does this show? It shows deep down inside they have something of taqwa. And rather than mocking, rather than looking down, it is our job as people who love Allah and His Messenger to increase that love, to tap into that love, to make this sinner feel, do not despair. You have gone 5-10% more. Now come even more in this month of Ramadan. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever shows respect to the sha'air of Allah. The sha'air are the signs of Allah. What are the signs of Allah? Anything that Allah has declared holy is a sign of Allah. The Kaaba is of the sha'air of Allah. The month of Ramadan is of the sha'air of Allah. The Quran is of the sha'air of Allah. Allah is saying, whoever shows respect to my sha'air, this is a sign that this person has taqwa. To show respect to the mushaf, it is a sign of taqwa. To show respect to the Kaaba, it is a sign of taqwa. And to show respect to Ramadan, it is a sign of taqwa. So yes, wallahi, even when a sinner immersed in sin, recognizing that sin, says, you know what, in Ramadan, I'm going to have to stop this sin. Even in spite of their sin, they are demonstrating, they have what? According to the Quran, they have taqwa. Oh sinner, and I address myself before any of you, this is the month where insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah has gifted you multiple opportunities for coming close to Him. We are the only ummah that has been gifted with this month. We are the only ummah that Allah has revealed to us this entire month, and within it are multiple mechanisms for having all of our sins forgiven. And it is so easy. The bar has been put down so low. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated each and every mechanism for us to be forgiven. O Muslim, realize and understand, Allah does not want to punish you. Allah wants to forgive you. Realize and understand, this religion is not difficult. It is easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants to make things easy, not difficult. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to accept your tawbah and forgive you. Allah loves to forgive, and He gifted us the month of Ramadan in order that anybody, and I repeat, anybody without exception who wants to be forgiven shall be forgiven in this month. There is nobody who wants to be forgiven in this month except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse them of their sins. It is only one condition, and that is, do you want forgiveness? Do you want Allah's rahmah? Do you want Allah's maghfirah? Subhanallah, everything has been made easy for us. What did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? In this month, all of the doors of Jahannam are shut, and all of the doors of Jannah are flung open, and all of the evil shayateen and jinn are chained up. What more do you want? There is no way to go except up to Jannah. What more do you want? You have no excuse. Shayateen are locked up. What more do you want? Every single night, the Prophet ﷺ said, every single night, Allah frees uncountable, numerous people who are otherwise destined for Jahannam. Allah saves them to Jannah. Notice, in this month, what did the Prophet ﷺ say? The people were deserving of Jahannam. We're not talking about the top 1%. We're not talking about the muttaqeen, the people praying to Hajjud. We're talking about sinners struggling in their religion. We're talking about people addicted to khamr, to alcohol, to pornography, living in haram relationships. Those people, what did the Prophet ﷺ say? وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Every single night, Allah will free countless people who were destined for Jahannam every night of Ramadan. But why? Because they turn back to Allah. Why? Because they raise the hands to Allah, demonstrating to Allah that I recognize I'm committing a sin. I want to live a better life. Ya Allah, make it easy for me. Ya Allah, bless me, forgive me. Those people, without a doubt, they have attained Allah's mercy, but with only one condition. Are they sincere? Do they really want mercy? O sinner, I address myself and all of you. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not give up hope of Allah's mercy. And especially in this month, this is the month of rahmah. This is the month of maghfirah. This is the month of Allah opening up the doors of Jannah and sending down rahmah and maghfirah every single day and night. This is the month where, as the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever does the bare minimum, he fasts every day with iman and expecting Allah's reward, shall have all of his sins forgiven. Whoever does the bare minimum, they try to pray every night, even a little bit, Allah will forgive all of their sins. Whoever prays on Laylatul Qadr, every night of the last 10 attempting to pray, who will have all of their sins forgiven. So my plea to you, O Muslim, is that even if you feel you're not prepared for this month, even if you feel that this is overwhelming, I cannot do it, do not give up hope of Allah's mercy. The month is beginning tonight. Tonight is our first Qiyam. Tonight is the first Taraweeh. So cleanse your heart, purify your intention, and aim to be a better person. Yes, it is good to have a positive role model who is a very righteous man, but realize if you cannot reach that person's level, at least try to be better in this month. At least strive to be the best version of yourself, because in this month, if you cannot raise the bar, if you cannot become a better version of yourself, well then the fact of the matter is, there is no hope. And this is not my words, these are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, in our sunnah, from the books of sunnah, from his wordings, you know this, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gentle, was merciful. He rarely made dua against a Muslim, rarely. This is the exception, you find it only a handful of times. The worst crimes, the most evil sins, he made dua against that person. But one of those categories he made dua against, one of those categories, and in fact this one, it wasn't even coming from him. We learned from the hadith, Jibreel came down in the month of Ramadan. Jibreel came down and instructed him, Ya Rasulallah, I will make a dua, you say Ameen. And he said three things, and one of them was what? Whoever catches the month of Ramadan, man adraka shahr Ramadan, just being alive, that is the minimum. Whoever is alive in the month of Ramadan, and he's able to fast, or he's able to be religious, he's aqil, he's baligh. Whoever catches the month of Ramadan and is not able to have his sins forgiven, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shut the doors for him. Say Ameen. And the Prophet said Ameen to that dua. Now I ask you by Allah, the one who is full of mercy, The one whose heart was compassionate for the ummah. The one who would pray tahajjud, crying to Allah to forgive the ummah. The one who said, anybody who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, with an ounce of iman shall enter Jannah. How? How could he make dua against somebody who has not lived up to the month of Ramadan? The response should be obvious. Because the bar is so low in this month that all you need to do is want to be forgiven and try to live a better life. Just attempt to be a better person. The bar is so low that if you even fail that, then actually, yes, there is no hope for that year. There is no hope. And these are not my words. These are the words and the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That should terrify any and all of us. O Muslim, Allah does not care about the past quantity of your sins. It is irrelevant in the eyes of Allah. Allah cares about the quality of your sincerity right now. The quality of your desire to be forgiven. The quality to come close to Him. Do not despair of your past lifestyles and look forward to the future. The month of Ramadan is meant to be a cleansing. It is meant for you to reach your highest potential. There is no other opportunity for you to reach the potential you reach in the month of Ramadan. And so strive your best, O person who is working 40 hours a week, juggling between corporate office and deadlines and household work and chores and shopping and family, O person who is struggling with all of these things, for you to carve out an extra 30 minutes, an extra hour for your ibadat, for you to be more punctual in your salawat in the office than you were throughout the year, that is your salvation. That is your bar that you have raised up. O student who is struggling in college, O student who has deadlines, who has exams, who has papers due, for you, in spite of all of that, to just add 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day to read Quran, that is your bar that you have raised, and that is the struggle that you have passed. O person who's working 80 hours a week, O truck driver who's driving across the country, and perhaps even fiqhi wise, perhaps even you don't have to fast when you're traveling, but I know our brothers who are driving trucks, they fast in the month of Ramadan. The fact that you are fasting in that difficult drive, and the fact that instead of listening to other things, you're listening to the Quran, in that is your salvation. Oh, housewife who is staying at home, homemaker, and you are struggling with the children, having to make maybe extra for the month of Ramadan, for you to sit down 5-10 minutes when all of the stuff is done and do your Quran and do your dhikr. Those 5 minutes might be more beloved to Allah than many hours of other people who do not have the time to spare that you do. The goal is very simple, to raise the bar in your personal life. The goal is you do the best you can do. Do not compete with anybody else. Compete with yourself today. Tomorrow, the first of Ramadan, you should be better than you are today. That is the goal. And by the time you reach the end of the month, the last 10 days, they should be the best days of your entire year. The entire year, you should not be able to compete with the last 10 days of Ramadan. That is the goal. And if you live up to that goal, then subhanAllah, you have succeeded. You have done the job. All you have to do is to beat yourself today. You are your own competition. You are competing against yourself today. So do not lose hope, O Muslim, and understand that Allah knows your situation and Allah cares more about the quality of your heart than about the quantity of your deeds. Do whatever you can, whatever little that you can, but diversify. You know, the investors tell us, diversify your investments. So the preacher should say, diversify your good deeds as well, because these are your real investments. Raise the bar in multiple arenas. Invest time in multiple areas. The month of Ramadan, there are multiple areas we should invest in. The Quran mentions them explicitly. In fact, the Quran mentions, the first thing the Quran mentions about the month of Ramadan is not the fasting. It is the month of reciting the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah mentions the Quran before He mentions Siyam when it comes to Ramadan. And so, one of the essential investments we need to make in this month is to invest time in the Quran. Open up the Quran. Put it out of your shelves in the top shelf. Bring it down to level where you can put every single day. Put it into your calendar, your schedule. Be routine. Doesn't matter how busy you are, we can all spare a few minutes. And I understand for some of you, the goal of reciting the whole Quran is very big, very large. If you can, alhamdulillah, that is sunnah. If you cannot, some Quran is infinitely better than no Quran. Set the bar for what is realistic for you. Open up the book of Allah, even if it is 5 or 10 minutes, but make sure it is regular. Make sure it is routine. Listen to the book of Allah when you're in the car. Don't listen to something that's going to waste your time. You're going to forget about it tomorrow. Turn on the Quran. So reading and reciting, listening together, because the Prophet ﷺ would both read and he would listen in the month of Ramadan. So this is one of the good deeds we need to do, and one of the most important. Number two is, of course, Siyam. And Siyam, do not trivialize the Siyam. And subhanAllah, we thank Allah. You know, the Pew survey, which is the global survey in the world, Pew did a survey 4 years ago about religious rituals of all faith traditions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, Judaism, all. And they clearly demonstrated that out of all rituals of all faiths, Siyam has its own category, the highest and most observed ritual of any faith tradition by far. There is no competition. The highest and most observed ritual across the globe when it comes to percentage-wise is the ritual of Siyam. A staggering 70-80% of the people they surveyed, they would observe the Siyam. And we all know this. Even the Muslim who is far from the deen, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, the bar is raised and they fast. And this goes back to what I'm saying from the beginning. Ramadan is not just for the awliya. Ramadan is not just for the muttaqeen. Ramadan is for everybody who says the kalima. That's me and you. And so we see this, alhamdulillah. And so fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two is fasting, and it should be done with the right intention. It should be done understanding that when you're fasting, you had better at least pray your fara'id. Doesn't make sense to fast, which is the third pillar, and ignore the second pillar, which is the prayer. So make sure at least you're doing the wajibat, the arkan, the fara'id, the five daily salawat. And also, of course, we understand that the fast is not just of the body and soul. The fast is also for your akhlaq. And so control your anger, control your tongue, control your eyes, control your akhlaq, and have the best akhlaq, because the fasting of the body is, of course, essential. But the goal of the fasting of the body is that the soul itself becomes better. So this is the second investment we do, which is fasting. The third, also mentioned in the Quran, is dua and dhikr. In the context of Siyam, in the context of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Right in the middle of the verses of Siyam, before it is Ramadan, after it is Siyam, right in the middle of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about dua and dhikr. And so one of the investments we must do in this month of Ramadan is the investment of dua and dhikr. And you know the good thing about dua and dhikr? You don't need any preconditions. You don't need to have wudu. You don't need to come to the masjid. You don't need to be facing any direction. You don't have to be in any state. You can make dua and do dhikr while you're stuck in a traffic jam, in between meetings in the office, just sitting there taking a break. Dua and dhikr are the easiest of ibadat, and yet they are of the highest and most powerful. And so dua and dhikr is another investment. And this is something that, especially in the month of Ramadan, make sure you increase your dua. When you break your fast, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dua of the one fasting when he breaks his fast is never rejected. And the fourth thing I'll mention, and of course much more is here, but time is limited. The fourth I will mention, we learn from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is, Ramadan is the month of charity, the month of generosity, the month of karam. Anas ibn Malik said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people throughout the year. But in the month of Ramadan, his generosity exceeded all bounds. In the month of Ramadan, it was raised to a whole different level. And he compared it to the wind blowing, meaning everybody feels his generosity. He compared the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's generosity to the strong wind going through the town. Everybody can benefit and feel it. So in this month of Ramadan, be generous. Put aside some money and give money regularly. But generosity is more than just money. Your akhlaq can be generous. Your time, you give of your time to be generous. You help people physically that need help. This is generosity. Spending time with people who need that time. All aspects of generosity, all of these should be covered in the month of Ramadan. And dear brothers and sisters, and we all know this, subhanAllah, this Ramadan is going to be gone in the twinkling of an eye, as usual. I'm giving the khutbah here. Ramadan is starting tomorrow. And as you all know, within a few milliseconds, before we even realize it, and you'll be back here, insha'Allah ta'ala, and I'll be talking about the month that has gone by and talking about how Ramadan has quickly gone. This is the reality. And we also have to remind ourselves, subhanAllah, it is the reality as well. We have people who attended last Ramadan with us, and I look in the audience, and they are no longer here. Allah has taken them away. And a time will come when it will be my last Ramadan, and a time will come when it will be your last Ramadan as well. None of us knows what that Ramadan will be. We do not have an appointment that we know of. We do have an appointment with Malakul Maut, but I don't know when it is, and you don't know what it is. Allah knows when that appointment is. So we don't know that appointment. Because we don't know, we prepare as if it happened at any time. And especially when holy seasons come, like Ramadan, we must be prepared. What if this is our final Ramadan? And so we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with renewed vigor, with purity of intention, with a high resolve that I'm going to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan, because one Ramadan will actually be our final Ramadan. I conclude, brothers and sisters, by going back to exactly where I began. This is the month that is meant as a gift for every single Muslim. Allah gifted us this month in order to forgive us, in order that we raise our ranks and forgive our sins. And anybody who wants to have that happen will achieve that goal. The only one who fails is the one who never tries. So do not give up hope. Raise in your own mind the bar. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Purify your intention. Have a strong resolve and continue in this month to do the best that you can. And as you do the best that you can, that is all that Allah requires of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who is verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, al-wahid al-ahad, al-samad, al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad, wa ba'du. Dear Muslims, there's so much going on in the world, as we know, domestically, internationally, and our hearts, they go out to all of our brothers and sisters around the world, especially in Gaza. And we have also seen in the last few days, the last few weeks, the rise once again of the hatred and the Islamophobia and the misunderstanding and the misinformation against us and our community. And sometimes we feel, how can we worship in this month when so much is going on? To this I respond with 2 points. First and foremost, it is not an either or. Islam is not an either or. We worship Allah and we also do other things as well. In fact, historically, what do we learn? The month of Ramadan has always been associated with political victories, with victories on the battlefield, with victories in Islamic history. And there are many, many instances, beginning with the Battle of Badr and multiple incidents, and I've given entire khutbahs about this, more than a dozen seminal victories, all of them took place in the month of Ramadan, to indicate that there is no contradiction, there is no dichotomy, it's not either or. As we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one element of worship is also to be involved in the world and to contribute and to make the world a better situation. And in the rise of the recent Islamophobia from many politicians, I remind all of us again, it is our job collectively to battle that misinformation. Every one of you has a role to play. Every one of you must fight against that misinformation. situation, must correct that misunderstanding that people have. If somebody says something negative about us, about the Palestinians, do not be ashamed, do not be shy. With wisdom, with knowledge, in the proper time frame, bring up and correct this misinformation. This misinformation must be corrected at the grassroots level. Every one of you must embody the values of Islam. Your akhlaq should speak louder than your tongue. Your mannerism should be known to the rest of your corporation, your group, your office, so that insha'Allah ta'ala, collectively, we will battle this misinformation. And my second point is that actually, yes indeed, even though there's no dichotomy, but still, there is an element that in this month, the emphasis is more, not that we neglect, but the emphasis is more on the inner spirituality. Why? Because you cannot battle externally until internally you are strong. Because you cannot contribute externally until internally you are pure. And so indeed, there is no either or, but still, in this month, there is a little bit more emphasis on the inner. And there should be an emphasis on tazkiyah. There should be an emphasis on ibadah. There should be an emphasis on Quran, because you need a strong iman in order to face the problems of the dunya. You need a pure heart in order to take on the challenges around you. And in this month especially, one of the things we learn, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do something very unique, and that is i'tikaf. And what is i'tikaf? I'tikaf is literally cutting off from the dunya, literally cutting off from the outer world and immersing yourself. This is the beauty of our religion. I'tikaf is never meant to be year long, because that would not be our religion. Our religion is not just like a hermit living in a monk, but once in a while, even in the modern vernacular, we need to detox, we need to cut off, we need to purify. Once in a while, we need that strong connection with Allah. So even if we don't do i'tikaf, still the month of Ramadan is that detoxification. The month of Ramadan is that spiritual purification. I need strong iman to take on the challenges of the world. And this is the month to acquire that iman. So prioritize your spirituality, but not at the cost of contributing back to humanity. Simply, emphasis should be on our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on our rituals, and on our forming that bond with Allah, so that insha'Allah ta'ala, we are prepared to take on the bigger challenges also throughout the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us in this month of Ramadan. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tadan'a fi hadha al-yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta. Wala hamman illa farajta. Wala daynan illa qadayta. Wala maridan illa shafayta. Wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma aghfir lana wali ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Wala taj'a fi qulubina ghilla lilladhina amanu. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
لا إله إلا الله. Straighten your rows, leave no gaps in the line. الله أكبر سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum. Salatul Isha, after followed by Tarawih, will begin at 8:30 today, inshallah. 8:30 p.m. will begin from today until the time change. So we're going to be doing Isha and Tarawih at 8:30. And we have both 8 rak'ah and then witr. And then for those who want to do all 20, we'll continue after that for all 20 and then the witr. Jazakumullah khair.